Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Welcome aboard the ABB Berkeley Show. We need to gather a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know, another crazy week, for sure. We'll take it on, the cultural cacophony in measured doses, some creative boosts, surround ourselves with great music. Your Forgotten 45s are in the mix. As are you. Are you listening live? It is Saturday, May 8th. It's 1 p.m. out west, 3 p.m. Central, 4 o'clock here in the East, number in motion, 347-857-4505. Find yourself tagging along with that live ride. You can also dial yourself on the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page, Twitter, of course, 24-7, at AB Writes, all being held by the talented TCS crew, Trudy Noor in the booth and the headquarters. Hey, don't blame Trudy. I know you've been clamoring for more weekday shows. We're working on it. She's pushing me, but we had a crazy week last week, but we'll do better in the future. Hang in there, of course. Show, by the way, brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites. Do so safely. Still time to download their app for contactless ordering. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by PopNet. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24-7. And they do feature select editions of the ABB Berkeley Show. And those robust roundtables, yeah, we had a couple of intriguing entanglements this past week. So, underdogs, everybody else, grab yourself a spoon and let's delve in. Lots to talk about on the ABB Berkeley Show.
Picture yourself in a living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Now I cut out the middleman, get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger, got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog, that's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh. It can't all be wedding cake, it can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it, can't let go of it. Wish you'd talk to the water boy, and there's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch of us, that's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be for the while. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog, that's why you will not survive. Right! We'll be right back.
Say goodbye to your burgers if you want to sign up for the Biden climate agenda. That's the finding of one study.
That will impact how you eat, including red meat.
Americans would have to cut red meat consumption by a whopping 90%.
That means only one burger a month.
No burgers on July 4th. No steaks on the barbie.
The elites will find a way to get that ribeye steak if want to. For the rest of us, it will be let them eat kale.
This is the kind of big government foretold that in 1973, this dystopian movie classic, Soylent Green.
Yeah, I like burgers, and I like my gas-powered car.
On Friday, we told you about a study from the University of Michigan. A graphic and a script incorrectly implied that it was part of Biden's plan for dealing with climate change. That is not the case.
To Dondi, to Nixie, to Suki, already your regulars all. Thank you guys for chiming along for the live ride here. And speaking of burgers, you have that misinformation machine over at Fox having a red meat panic. Uh-uh, not true. They grill it, they serve it up early and often, all that disinformation, but no, Joe Biden is not coming for your burgers. You don't have to get kale and Brussels sprouts on the barbecue this 4th of July. Crazy. Mr. Postman and also Forgotten 45 for Marcy from the Marvelettes. Louis DeJoy, the Trump handpicked Postmaster General who has wreaked havoc on mail delivery in so many sectors, as well as, of course, all the mail-in voting issues they were hoping to create back in November. He says he's clinging to his gig. We'll see. See, Joe Biden can't fire him, but the board that can oust him has nominees that the president puts forth, and they're working on that right now. So it could happen soon. His ouster could be imminent, we hope. Details to follow as they become available, as they say. That's crazy. And a pair of loving tunes, John Sebastian and his spoonful, Do You Believe in Magic, and Spoon with Underdog. It is the Andy Bednarik Week Show. Music makes me feel better. I hope it does to you, too. We're taking everything and anything that may be on your mind. By all means, reach out via social media. Twitter is AB Writes. The phone line is up and running at 347-857-4505 should you find yourself joining us for the live Saturday, May 8th ride. We also have the PopNet chat box and the Facebook page available. Indeed, we do. So do it. PopNet chat box, Dom says, hey, enjoying you on the weekend, take it when we can get it, but want those weekday shows. All right, Dom, I'm going to try, working on it. Kelsey says, thanks for the weekend blend. It sounds very springtime. Got the app in the car in Virginia. Hey, okay. It's damp and nasty here in my neck of the woods, but we're working on it. Anything, everything on your mind? Truth tellers on the right and the left, who knew we would hang with Liz Cheney? She's dying on a hill of principle, one of the most conservative members of Congress. Part of the leadership team of the GOP will likely lose her leadership gig this week because she refuses to tell a lie. She refuses to say Donald Trump won the election and there was fraud. She refuses to pretend that the insurrection January 6th didn't happen and it wasn't a big deal. So she's probably going to lose her gig. The opportunist waiting in the wings is a gal named Elise Stefanik, a Harvard grad who is previously was a moderate Republican represented from upstate New York. She sees an opportunity. She's selling the big lie because that's all that matters. It doesn't matter that Liz Cheney is one of the more conservative members of Congress, that Stefanik was more moderate in her voting record. Nobody cares about that anymore. It's a cult of personality as long as you go along with whatever Donald Trump, the twice impeached, disgraced, criminal president who lost the popular vote, by the way, twice, lost the House, lost the Senate. What the heck is going on? Lindsey Graham, who is drinking that Kool-Aid something silly, says the Republican Party can't grow without him. What's going on? What about all these disaffected Republicans we keep hearing about? The Cheneys, the Kinzingers, the Romneys, all those people and people that voted for Biden who really don't want to be Democrats. We need another party. Start one. That's what I say, start one. It may be tough for a while and good for the Democrats, and I'll take that too. Don't, of course. Don't mind me on that one. But in the long run, we do need two parties. And the Republican Party right now, as it stands, unless it's reclaimed, has lost its way. If the new stars are Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who are on this America First tour, and we all know what that means. They were a big hit. By the way, don't be – I know people have done this. Do not – and they're progressives. Don't be retiring to the villages in Florida because all these people were shouting and chanting for Trump. I do not get it. I don't know. Twitter, AB Rice, phone line 347-857-4505. What say you? Jan on Twitter, I don't like Liz Cheney, but at least the woman has some principles and guts and is willing to tell the truth. Yeah, me too. I would never vote for her. Her policies are way too conservative for me, but that's okay. Let's fight out ideas. At least she has ideas. It's not just about voter suppression, which, by the way, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through the show, but that is scary stuff, and the Democrats better be heeding this and taking notice. Florida just signed another draconian voter suppression bill. Texas, they're doing it. I don't get it. I just do not get it. If you want more people to vote for you, come up with better ideas. Don't just suppress the vote and hope that it's going to work, because it might not work. It might backfire. If you're going to restrict mail-in voting, which worked for the Republicans for years, you may lose some of your own voters, if that's all it's about. Come on. Come up with ideas and battle it out in the arena. That's the whole point. Voter suppression. I know they've been working on voter suppression in various ways for years, well before Donald Trump, but now they're doing it overtly. And the nonsense in Arizona, well, we'll talk about that later. But the media is crazy, too. And the cancel culture thing, you know how where I stand on this. I am not about cancel culture on either side of the aisle. A new thing came out this week about Van Morrison. This, to me, is a controversy, because Van Morrison has a new album out. By the way, he's 75 years old, one of the most prolific singer-songwriters we've ever had. And I've been a fan for a long time. I know he took some heat, and I was one of the folks saying, oh, my God, Van, say it isn't so. A few months ago when he had a song and some outspoken, obnoxious comments about COVID conspiracies and the lockdown in the U.K. But despite those crackpot comments, why is he getting heat now for his new album, which is out? It's called The Latest Album Project, or The Latest Record Project song, that Volume 1, which means he's got a lot of songs that he's been working on during quarantine. There's a song on the album apparently called They Own the Media. Now, I listened to the song. I read the lyrics. Some people are now putting out the notion that it's anti-Semitic. And I'm going to play the song for you in a minute so we can all listen to it together. There's nothing anti-Semitic in the song, except the notion, I guess there's an old trope that the Jews run the media. I guess that has been something. I'm a Jewish, by the way, full disclosure. I didn't find it anti-Semitic. It's a criticism on the media, lyrics about they control the narrative, they control what you hear with all their lies. It could be inflammatory against any part of the media, whether you talk mainstream media or the right-wing disinformation machine on Fox and other right-wing outlets. There's no mention of Jews here. So I don't know if Van Morrison is anti-Semitic or not, but there's no evidence of it in this song. And I just think it's unfair as a writer for you to – I'm a writer, and if you're going to infer things from my work that I didn't put in there, that's offensive. And he didn't put it in this song. Apparently years ago he wrote a song called They Sold Me Out, which also people thought was anti-Semitic back then, because I guess there was a trope of all the entertainment industry was run by the Jews. But, of course, he defended himself. Again, no mention of Jews in the song. He said that it was about the artist's role in society and how they're persecuted and manipulated and taken advantage of. That sounds reasonable to me. Again, don't read more into it just because you want to. That's my point. But let's listen to the song, and then we'll talk about it. There's going to be another song I'm going to play that was a big anthem in the 70s, which has similar sentiments, and nobody's talking about that being anti-Semitic. Anyway, here is the new one from Van Morrison. Listen to it carefully. Listen to the lyrics. They own the media. I mean, that's our question. We'll talk about it later.
They tell us that ignorance is bliss. I guess for those that control the media it is. They own the media, they control the stories we are told. You ever try to go against them, you will be ignored, 'cause they control. They control. They control the narrative. They perpetuate the myth. Keep on telling you lies. Tell you ignorance is bliss. Believe it all and you'll never get, never get wise to the truth, 'cause they control everything you do. Everything you do, everything you do, everything you do. Keep on telling you lies. Tell you ignorance is bliss. Believe it all and you never get the truth. Never get wise. Wise to their lies. To their lies. They control the media. They control the media. They control the media. They control the media.
It'll give you energy. as you were told. You better listen to the radio. I wanna fight the hand that feeds me. I wanna fight that hand so badly. Ahead. But everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is the sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. Say you better listen to the five-shot reason. That they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio.
Similar lyrics and sentiments that you'll find in the new Van Morrison song They Own the Media, but the first one got a lot of punk reference and still does. The second one, not so much. People are calling it anti-Semitic. I don't see how. I don't see why. If you listen to the lyrics, you go through the lyrics of They Own the Media, there's no mention of Jews whatsoever. They tell us that ignorance is bliss. I guess for those that control the media, it is. They own the media. They control the stories we are told. Whoever try to go against them, you will be ignored because they control the narrative. They perpetuate the myth, keep on telling you lies, telling you ignorance is bliss. Leave it all and you'll never get wise to the truth because they control everything you do. This, again, is about the media. This is similar lyrics to what Elvis Costello's Radio says. I'm just saying there's nothing about it that's anti-Semitic except if you want to project the old trope that they own the media means the Jews own the media. That's a full stretch. I don't know. I don't understand where the backlash comes. I know there were some comments that Van Morrison made regarding COVID, about the lockdown several months ago. I think there was a song about it. He got some backlash for that, and maybe he's made other comments. I don't know. But I can't say they're in that song. That's my point. They're not in that song. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. I haven't heard most of that out of the rest of the album. I've heard a couple of smatterings. Apparently it's gotten bad reviews, but I wonder if it's gotten bad reviews because of the quality of the music and the songs, or is it because of this wokeness and PC nature in our culture? I just don't know. But let's see. Austin says, he's quoting the review for us. He says, the tone isn't anything as stirring or exciting as anger, just endless peevish discontent and sneering dismissal. That's what the description is of Van Morrison's new album in the review. And The Guardian says they gave it one star. And Paul says, given the reviews of Van Morrison's latest, I'm slightly worried that the postman might put the CD in a brown paper bag, set it on fire, and just leave it on the doorstep. I don't know. Again, I think we might be going a little bit too far here. Like it, don't like it, that's one thing. But again, what are you reading into the lyrics of this particular song they own the media? It's not anti-Semitic. What's in his heart? I have no idea. If he said other things around the corner, I don't know. But not in this song. And that's where I take umbrage at, because you're projecting something into it, maybe based on something else he said. I don't know, but it just seems unfair, and it's not true, and that's not a bad song. He's 75 years old. He's been pretty prolific and done some pretty good work in the last several years, so we'll see. I'll listen to the rest of the album, and I'll let you know what I think about the album in terms of its quality, but in terms of this particular song and being anti-Semitic, I would say no, it's not true. It's not a fair assessment. My take, what's yours? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Jill says, you're just too reasonable, AB, and that will get you in trouble. Well, yeah, it gets me silenced, like nobody's caring or listening if you're too reasonable. I hear you on that, Giselle, but listen, you are who you are. Chap says, look, I'm not going to pretend that Van Morrison hasn't been a significant artist, his work I used to admire, but I would never give a cent to support him using his art to support a right-wing wacko movement that is using hate and lies to divide, destroy, and destroy us. He can go to hell. Well, is he doing that? I mean, is he doing something else that's going on beyond this song? Because people are giving heat on this particular song. I saw it in the Jewish Forward. I saw it on a few other places. And I just, I listened to this song. I don't know what else is on the album or what else he said, but this particular song is an indictment on the media in general. It can be interpreted any way you wish to interpret it. You can interpret it against Fox News. You can interpret it against the Murdochs, who the last time I looked were not Jewish. You can interpret it against mainstream media. You can interpret it against social media. It's up to you. Obviously, that's the beauty of the song. There leaves some room for interpretation, but there's no mention of Jewish people in here. And I'm Jewish, as I said. I just don't find it offensive. I think what is offensive is cancel culture in general, and particularly when you're targeting someone who may or may not, and maybe he said other hateful things. Maybe some of the other songs are riddled with this kind of stuff. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. But this particular song, which was singled out, is not one that contains what people are claiming it contains within it. That's my take on it, as far as I can tell. But I'll listen to the rest of the album, and I'll give you my assessment on it, both in terms of quality and also in terms of whether it is doing something, putting forth some kind of hate speech, which I'm not for. But again, everybody can say what they want and pick and choose what they want to listen to and enjoy and indulge in and all of that. Twitter, AB Rice, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. What about the ban of Trump on Facebook, which apparently has been punted again for another 6 months? They had a ban after the January 6th insurrection, and of course the comments that he made that were kind of, you know, lightweight in terms of supporting, telling these people, time to go home, but we all love you and you're great people and you're patriots, etc. He was banned from Facebook at least for 6 months, and then they have this board of reviewers which pretty much said Facebook has to go and make a policy and decide. So they have another 6 months to figure that all out. You know, I don't know. He's got plenty of people who can spew his nonsense. He's putting out his own blog now, apparently, on a website. He's got plenty of money that he's raised, and he's duping people into giving him more money. You know, I don't know whether he should be banned or not banned. But again, Facebook has a right as a private company for doing it. The question is, will they start banning other people? Somebody put the question forth, what about people who are putting out just as incendiary or disgusting comments as he makes, but are even worse, and they don't get banned? How do you do it? How do you police everybody? That's true. But there are a lot of people out there who are doing that who have like 23 people on their news feed. This man has millions of people following him, and that's a different story. But at the same time, because he has those millions, he also can put things out in missives and letters and emails and whatever to his followers, and somebody else can post it. So it gets out there anyway. We don't have the daily tweets in particular, which is what his favorite forum was. And that's good, I think. But the fact that he's looming large over the Republican Party still astounds me. I just don't get it. What is going on with you people? I don't get it. And what's going on in Arizona is craziness. They have this fake audit with this group called Cyber Ninjas, some kind of group loosely affiliated with QAnon. There you go. Ding, ding, ding. I'm out already. It's not an officially sanctioned government thing, but the GOP Senate in Arizona, I guess, approved it. I don't know. Who the heck are the taxpayers footing the bill on this? Because that's nuts. I don't know about that. But the DOJ sent them a letter to cease and desist, but just said this might be against the law, and they're not letting people in. They let a couple of reporters in just because they had to. Judge ordered them to. But they keep kicking people out. It's very strange. It's very secretive, probationy. And they have weird things. They've never done anything like this before, this company. But they're using ultraviolet light. They have lasers. They have all kinds of weird stuff going on. And they're now looking for bamboo. Because, no, seriously, really, hear me out. They're looking for traces of bamboo on the ballots because they're contending that 40,000 ballots were sent from China that were rigged, of course, to vote for Joe Biden. It's bizarre. It's strange. It's ridiculous. They've had already three or four recounts. Joe Biden won the state. Even if he didn't win the state, it doesn't matter. Of course, then the next trip is going to go to Georgia. They're going to go anywhere that Biden won. And believe me, they're going to find it. They're going to find miraculously enough votes or enough information that they're going to try to discredit the election once again. Unfortunately, it's laughable. It's ridiculous. But it could work because enough people buy into it. And that's why the big lie continues to work, because the Republican Party continues to endorse it. And that, to me, is nuts and crazy. You know, people are willing to do it. They're willing to put their jobs, their careers, their futures, their reputation on the line. Look at Elise Stefanik, this fairly moderate GOP representative who's willing to take over Liz Cheney's position. She's voted much more moderately than Liz Cheney, but because she's willing to sell her soul to Trump and sell the big lie, she's going to get that gig next week, and Cheney's going to be out from her leadership position and maybe likely lose her congressional seat. And you know what I say? Hey, Romney. Hey, Kinzinger. Hey, Cheney, all these people who don't support the big lie and is a minority now in the Republican caucus, and all the disaffected Republicans who voted for Biden because they didn't want to have Trump because they knew he was nuts, who don't believe the big lie, start a new party. This is what I'm saying. Get on the stick. Do it. We want people with ideas. I wouldn't support Liz Cheney and her policies, but I do respect the fact that she has the courage to speak the truth and to say, hey, the heck with it. If I have to lose a leadership position, so be it. You know, you got to stand for something. It can't just be about a cult, like Lindsey Graham said. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So Arizona probably is only the beginning. The voter suppression rolls on. Democrats wake up, too. We all got to get our acts together. Indeed, we do. Let's say you, Twitter, AP Rice, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, top net chat box, too. I'm Amy Beth Darkwish. I'll hear from you.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in a Robin Hood and Brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona, take off your rainbow shade. You're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. And scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint. Arizona, take off your hobo shoes. Arizona, hey, won't you go my way? I will be guide your way. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo. You'll be the Countess May. You can believe it, Robin Hood and Brotherhood and rolling the ball in the hay.
And I will be reading you an Aesop's fable. Anything to make you say.
Crossed her mind. There is no Arizona. car with no return address. Postmark tombstone, I said I don't know where I'm going next. But when I do, I'll let you know. May, June, July, she wonders why she's still waiting. She'll keep waiting, 'cause there is no Arizona, no Hayden Denver, no Sedona. If there was a Grand Canyon, she could fill it up when the lies he's told her, but they don't exist. Those dreams he's told her, she'll wake up and find there is no Arizona. Each day
show. There is no Arizona, and Mark Lindsay, not Lindsey Graham, and Arizona. It's the Amy Beth Darkly show as far as that audit is concerned. Cindy McCain, who was censured like it means anything from the Arizona GOP, said the audit is ridiculous. It's ludicrous. Biden won the election. Get over it. There is no such thing as a big lie. I mean, there is such a thing as a big lie, but there's no credence to it, indeed. Can't say the same for her daughter, Megan. I think her days in The View might be numbered. I hope they might just be waiting for the contract to run out. I try to give her the best we, you know, I don't care about nepotism. It's okay. It's the entree. But when you keep harping on it and you sound entitled and you don't have things to back up your ideas, I don't know. I don't mind divergent views. There are a lot of other people. Anna Navarro is on once a week. Could be nice. Tara Sentemeyer. There are other people. Jedediah Bila, who used to have that slot, who could fill that conservative chair. She has mixed messages. She's too negative. She talks about herself and her father and her entitlement and her sense of entitlement too much. I don't like to denigrate other media people, but I think it might be time for her to go. And certainly there's a backlash of folks who can't stand her. Maybe they just like the clicks. You know, they have a lot of comments on Twitter, and they figure she's good clickbait. But she can be dangerous. Her husband, by the way, is a right-wing media darling. He's got his own website, and he's in the deep recesses of the right-wing web. He's on Fox News. He's got some pretty strange ideas. And she sometimes spills over some of those ideas. So I think it may be time for her to go. I'm just putting it out there. I don't like to denigrate other media people. I really don't. But enough is enough. I mean, there are a lot of other people who could be given that slot. I don't begrudge anybody from getting your entree however you get it, but then you have to prove that you can do it. And just by saying that I'm smart isn't the way that it works. But we'll see how that all goes. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Who else is talking about it? What do we got? A lot of folks chiming in, and I always love it. John says, at no point in the last two decades would I have ever believed that if you told me I'd one day be respecting the integrity and principles of a Cheney, any Cheney, but, well, here we are. Thanks. I hate it. Liz Cheney, you're the one. Yeah, I get it. I hear you. Again, you got to give the woman credit. She's got principles. Nothing else. If nothing else, and there are a few of them that are doing it. As I said, let's talk about a new party. And by the way, the Democrats have their work cut out for them, too. They're now hitting on Carville, you know, the old guard, the old guy from the Clinton days, who had the nerve to go on CNN and MSNBC to say, hey, wokeness is going to kill us. You know, the woke are being tired of being woke, he said. And he's right. It's not about the agenda. It's about the way you message it. We lost 12 seats in the House because of defund the police. To deny that is ridiculous. So don't die on that hill and die on that narrative. No, you can't take my narrative away. We're not taking the narrative away. We're taking the way you present the narrative. Because it is about slogans and sound bites. We have to understand that. If we can't find a way to win and message what we're doing and message what the Biden administration is doing, what the Democrats are trying to do more effectively, we're going to lose to a cult. And Trump and Trumpism is going to come back in fashion. Do we want that? No. So let's work against it. That's the point. I mean, it really is nutty. It's like, hey, don't kill the messenger, kids, all right? Anything, everything on your mind, way in Twitter is the right phone line, 347-857-4505.
The messenger came with bad news from the front. Said the soldiers are starving, the swords are all blunt. They need show support of some futile sign. That's what they told me to tell you. Not even the words were mine. The messenger came with bad news from the war. He said the fine young man forgot who they were fighting for. They don't want to be stars on your TV screen. That's the general feeling. Please don't blame it on me. And the people said, one and one is two. There's nothing left for us to do. Since we can blame it all on you, we will kill the messenger. Kill the messenger. Kill the messenger. Came with bad news from the town. He said the phone lines are on strike, the storm and are all down. They turn your den of thieves into a temple. They need someone of stature to set them an example. And the people said, two and two is four. Don't tell us anymore. We all know the score. Messenger's folks. He said your son's been killed two times. They said his dad a joke. He said no. He was the victim of ignorant minds. Well, I hate to bring such bad news. Please don't think me unkind. And the man said, one and one is two. Nothing left for us to do. Since you're here, we can blame it on you. Kill the messenger, kill the messenger, we will kill the messenger, kill the messenger.
Wesley Harding on the NBC Talking about James Carville and his quest to end wokeness. Not end the wokeness, but end the messaging of wokeness. There's a difference. I don't think he's talking about the agenda. He's talking about the way we package it because, you know, we lost 12 seats in the House that we should have won in those tricky swing districts. We've got to get those back. You don't want the coward known as Kevin McCarthy to actually become Speaker of the House, do you? We've got to worry about our messaging. It really is about that. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. I think other people disagree. Leslie says, I usually love Carville, but he's got to shut up about needing rural whites. I think Dems are finally dancing with the ones who brought them to the dance, the woke base. Well, you need the woke base, and maybe you need some rural whites. You need to package your message. Again, it's not about the wokeness. It's about saying it in a way that people will find it palpable and will vote for it. I mean, we're going to lose to a cult and have someone like Kevin McCarthy become Speaker of the House and have Mitch McConnell back, the turtle back in control of the Senate? I mean, come on. Really? And maybe get somebody. I don't think it'll be Trump because he's not going to run. That's my prediction. But somebody like Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz to become president? Think about it. Think about how we're heading to an autocracy with all the voter suppression routine. We've got to fight the voter suppression, and we've got to work on our messaging. Those are things that the Democrats need to work on. Can't pretend it's not a problem. Can't pretend it's not going to wait for another day. We've got to work on that. Anne Marie says, be careful saying things people think but don't want to say, calling liberals faculty and academic, talking about against political correctness in phrases. Yes, Democrats have a messaging problem, but talking like Trumpers is not the answer either. Okay, I agree with that. You don't want to talk down to people. You don't want to alienate people. But we have to work on the messaging. I think that's very important. And I don't really think Carville was saying that. I don't think he was saying that the agenda, the woke agenda, is wrong. I think he was talking about the messaging. Defund the police. You can have the exact same agenda for defund the police, but call it police reform, and I think you can win more people over. That's all. After it failed and people talked about it, you had people saying, oh, no, you can't control my narrative. It's not the narrative. It's the messaging. Because sound bites and slogans are what people go after. I mean, look at the Mueller report. Nobody even in Congress bothered to read the darn thing, and to me, that's a dereliction of duty. They should have been tossed. I read it. I'm not a congressperson. And by the way, it was riddled with collusion. It was riddled with obstruction of justice. Just this week, a judge ruled in a Freedom of Information Act case that former Attorney General Bill Barr was acting in a disingenuous manner when he presented or misrepresented in his memo, remember that infamous memo, about what was contained in the Mueller report. People still don't know what it was because they didn't bother to read it. So if you're not going to read that, you're not going to read the policies and the agendas. People are looking for sound bites and looking for slogans. And Republicans have always been better at that than the Democrats. I don't know why, except for Carville, who was good with, it's the economy, stupid, remember that? We got to get back to this notion of winning people over. Again, it's not about pitting groups against each other and not grateful for the base that we have, but you want to try to grow the base, and you want to try to lure people over who are kind of in the squishy middle and not let them go and fall into the cult, the hands of the cult. Or if the Republicans wise up, the disaffected Republicans, and actually start a new party, go into that group. So the Democrats have to work on their messaging. It's just they have to. I mean, otherwise we're in trouble, and we could still be in trouble. We got a reprieve this time because Biden won the election, and he won it decisively. I mean, the Electoral College was the same landslide, quote-unquote, that Trump won last time, but the popular vote was over 8 million votes. That's a lot of votes. That's a lot of votes. If we get rid of the Electoral College, we're in good shape, but I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. In any event, we got to work on it, indeed. And you got to work on yourself and work on making yourself happier. And a lot of ways to do that, one of the great ways to do that is to reconnect with your inner artist and embrace creativity in whatever form that takes. I'm a writer, but not everybody, some people are painters. Some people want to do gardening, decorating, any sort of outlet that helps you and makes you feel good, music, dance, etc. So reconnect with your inner artist. I think you'll find yourself having a more rewarding life and just feel better about things and yourself and your place in the world. Inspiration Action is a challenge that has helped folks reconnect with their inner artists. I love it when it happens. Phoebe in Shaker Heights, Ohio, says, thank you so much for giving me the impetus to get moving again. I'm writing, and I'm also painting. Well, you're very welcome, Phoebe. Keep going. Please keep us posted. Inspiration Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also helping other folks. You know, get the courage to just try it. Dip into that creative well, because you're going to keep going in, I think, over and over again for more trips and more intoxicating moments in that venue. Inspiration Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. On the other hand, if you know to push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. The first one is on me. Please reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. While you're there, you can also peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mystery, some other goodies are available. Chime in, too, with guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests, and also our Compassion and Action stories. And do it there. Links to the podcast, too, and social media connections. One-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawy.com. Speaking of the Compassion and Action, the Biden administration is getting our shout-out today because they're working to reunite the families separated by the no-tolerance Trump policy at the border. I just saw a thing on the news today of a woman who was separated from her family. She was from Honduras and escaping some pretty hard times down there. Most of these people are desperate. They're looking for political asylum. They're looking for better lives. Separated from her kids, reunited after 4 years. 2017 she was separated. Wow. She got just in time for Mother's Day. What a great reunion that was. But they're working on it and trying to reunite all those families. It's a tough task indeed, kudos, inspiration to action, and compassion in action. Those are things we can work on to make our lives better. And trying to make his life better, Rudy Giuliani is looking for Donald Trump to pick up the tabs for his legal fees now that the feds have seriously investigating him. I mean, is it going to work out for Rudy? I don't know. It's somewhere Leona Helmsley. Remember Leona Helmsley, the hotel honcho who went to jail for income tax evasion, and Rudy Giuliani prosecuted her vigorously. Somewhere in the great beyond, she's doing a jig. In the meantime, Rudy somewhere is hunkering down with his hair dye. Here are the founders on the End of the Dark Week Show. Give a listen. Hey, weigh in on anything, everything.
Gather round cameras, listen to me. My bullshit convincing the GOP. A free massive fraud, though it's evidence-free. And won't shut up until I'm done. I got Sydney beside me, she freed Michael Flynn. Like my cousin Vinny, the verdict is in. We'll turn that a loser back into a win. So why are they making fun? Oh, don't let my hair die, run. At the fan, just mess with their heads. Keep talking nonstop till democracy's dead. I got an audience of one. So come on, electors, and bow to your king. Screw all the voters and come kiss his ring. If I blow this case, then I lose everything. I look like a total chump. So don't let my hair die, run. Whoa, 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 whoa. For gangsters like me, who traffic in treason and conspiracies, been promised a pardon, I'll get off scot-free, or better get paid up front. But don't let my hair die, run. Ooh.
John said to Rudy, hey, throw me a presser. Rudy said, anything you say, press yes sir. John said, now. Rudy said, sure. What should I tell him? And John said, you're gonna go out there with a straight face and tell him I won. Rudy said, where you want the shilling done? Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
John see his big event at the Four Seasons. Tweeted then deleted for mysterious reasons. John said, go. Rudy, he went. Wondering if the president meant Four Seasons, the hotel, or the other one. Between the porno store and the crematorium, Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Hey, go out and tell them we got a path. Never mind fairness, never mind math. Election fraud, that's a thing we can fix if we just get the voting out of politics. Go get them, Rudy, while I hide from everyone. Yes, Fred, consider it done. It's Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Rudy, he looked at the places next door. A crematorium and a porno store. As metaphors go, that one's hard to ignore. But somehow he managed and he told the press corps, this race ain't over, people, it's just begun. Press said they called, yay, Rudy, the race is run. Here at Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son. You're totally hosed, Rudy, pardon the pun. At Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son. Sounds like you're spreading manure. At Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Their cruise ship. XTC with Mayor of Simpleton, a wink and a nod to Johnny Favor's Hangover. Appreciate your kind words. And the Sounders, Don't Let My Hair Die, Run. Rudy apparently looking for Donald Trump to pick up some of his legal fees. Crickets from Donnie, because, you know, it's a loyalty thing. It's a one-way strip, one-way street. Will it be Flip City for the former mayor of New York City? That's the big question. What a fall from grace. I mean, the man was the U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York, which is now investigating him. What a shame. What a shonda, as they say in Yiddish. Not good, not good at all. And as I said, Leona Helmsley somewhere, and all those folks that he put away when he was such a hard, chasing prosecutor are doing a jig somewhere. Strange indeed. Let's go around the social media horn before we sash out of here. Thank you so much for playing with me in real time. You know how much I love it, kids. Indeed. On the Rudy front, Nick says, joke all you want, but Rudy is prepared to fight this all the way up to the Supreme Court courtyard. Supreme Courtyard by Marriott. Yeah, I bungled it, but I get the joke, Nick. Very funny indeed. Rudy waiting on money from Trump. What a joke. The man has lost his mind, but he drinks too much, people say. And Frank says he's now having his son Andrew as his mouthpiece. That is a big mistake. The kid is as dumb as a box of rocks, maybe even dumber than Eric Trump. Eric is supposed to be the smart one. Don Jr. is supposed to be the dumb one. At least that's what Chris Christie said. Chris Christie, who also said he was going to run for president and said that Trump should be impeached after the January insurrection, is now saying, basically, Trump did a good job. He should get an A. So the flip-flopping, you know, at least Stefanik is not the only one. All of these people are trying to cling to their so-called political lives, and the only one who's not doing it, Liz Cheney. Well, and Adam Kinzinger and Mitt Romney, maybe sometimes. But again, as I keep saying, find yourself another party, kids. Find your way, because what's happening now is a detriment not just to your party, but to the country and to the whole notion of democracy. So we'll see. Think too much of the phantom Trump pains. They think they can still get away with it. The silence, but silence from the DOJ screams indictments. Rudy Giuliani is going to be Flip City. Okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens on that. I'm not sure if that's true, but we'll see what happens. Arizona audit, what a joke. So says Carol. Carol. Liz says, you might be a Republican. This is the hashtag going around Twitter today. If you take millions of legally filled out valid Democratic-leaning ballots, mark them up, and run a poorly run fraudulent quote-unquote audit in order to steal an election for an egomaniacal autocratic cult leader who lost but can't admit it, Arizona audit is a fraudit. Okay, I love it. Thank you so much for playing with us in real time. You know I love it. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkwright Show wherever you get your podcasts. And be on the listen for select editions of the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and on PodStream. We did a couple of crime-fighting type shows about the Chauvin situation. Chauvin's a lawyer looking for a new trial. They're claiming some jury misconduct. We'll see how that flies. But in the meantime, the DOJ has indicted Chauvin and the other three officers on civil rights infractions against George Floyd. So federal charges are looming, and Chauvin gets a bonus charge against a teenager to whom he performed a very similar neon neck chokehold 4 years ago. Fortunately, the young kid who was 14 at the time, I believe, survived. But one has to wonder if that case was taken seriously and Chauvin was prosecuted then, poor George Floyd might have met a different fate. Sadness all around. We'll have to watch that and monitor all these cases. Andrew Brown down in North Carolina, the officer involved in the Brooks shooting in Atlanta, who was fired, was just reinstated, and I'm not sure if this is related, but Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor, who's very popular, I think she has like 68% approval rating in her city, has decided she's not running for re-election. Not sure what's going on with that, but intriguing stories all around. We'll keep our eyes on all of those things. And we'll send out our social missives about our next show. We're going to work on getting one during the week, I promise. And thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NLA headquarters. Thank you so much for taking along for the live ride. Please connect with us via social media. You can find me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Wrights. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear your mask, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. For those of us who've lost our mom, it's bittersweet, but there are so many memories that I cherish. So if you're in that boat, cherish your memories. If you are a mom or celebrating with your mom or both, cherish those memories. Make those memories. Cherish those times that will become memories for you. And we wish you all the best. So we'll leave you with a couple about moms. Women have a dad in there, too. Take care. I love you all.
Where do you go? To rock and roll. Mama said,
don't worry,
Mama.